CRTV Radio National Station, it is 6:30 a.m.
Et vous êtes toujours à l'heure, Colette. Bonjour.
Good morning, Steve Chega. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Our main points: over 132,000 candidates of the government's common entrance and the concours d'entrée au sixième will take part in examinations into Form 1 today across the national territory. Out of Cameroon, Israeli protesters have blocked 8 trucks destined for Gaza by throwing food packages on the road. Those were the main points, and now the news in full. Final year pupils are to sit in for the government's common entrance examination and its equivalent in the French subsystem of education, the concours d'entrée en sixième today. Patience Ringo caught up with an official of the Ministry of Basic Education who says about 132,100 candidates will write the government's common entrance examination. Her reports.
The Common Entrance Examination into Secondary, General and Technical Education is one of the three examinations organized each year by the Ministry of Basic Education. Gobina Mungambe, the Chief of Service in charge of the organization of Anglophone examinations in the Ministry of Basic Education.
We are expecting about 132,900 candidates as against 103,632 last year, making a difference of about 29,268 candidates. All these candidates will be writing in 802 subcenters.
He confirms all measures have been taken for the examination to kick off on time.
The Minister of Basic Education, Professor Laurent Serge Etoundingwa, has already put at the disposition of the devolved services all the relevant texts and circulars that will ensure a good conduct and organization of the said examinations. As far as the common entrance is concerned, the question papers were already at the regional level about 2 weeks ago. So the examination will begin at 7:30 a.m. with roll call. This will be followed by mathematics at 8 a.m. Then we have English language paper 1 at 10 a.m. After this paper, there will be a break, and the candidate will resume with English language paper 2 at 12 noon. The examination will end at 1 p.m.
After the written parts of the government's common entrance examination, candidates who pass in list A shall go for interviews in secondary education schools which they had chosen. In the meantime, final year pupils in the Francophone subsystem of education are to sit the concours d'entrée en sixième in secondary education schools of their choice, where successful candidates are automatically admitted.
Patience Ringo reports in within the framework of events marking the 52nd edition of the National Day celebrations. The Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, Chairman of the National Organizing Committee for Civilian Events, will preside over the official launching ceremony of these events today, Tuesday, May 14, 2024, in the locality of Fongotongo in the Menua Division of the West Region. The National Steering Committee for the National Development Strategy 2020-2023 of the Ministry of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development will be meeting today in Yaoundé to evaluate the activities of the committee. The annual session of the Normalization Committee of the Public Accounts in the Ministry of Finance will be held today at the Yaoundé Hilton Hotel. Scientific Days of the National Society for Adolescent Health will open today at the Mount Febe Hotel. Focus on the forum will be on health challenges of adolescents in Cameroon in the context of poverty. The Director General of the Cameroon Radio Television, Charles Ndongo, will this Tuesday grant audience to the Director of Relations of the Channel, Canal Plus, who is on a working visit to Cameroon. The Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famendongo, has officially handed over the University Digital Center Development Center for the Yaoundé 2 University with a call for the management of the institution to diligently use the edge-cutting equipment to promote sustainable and inclusive learning in the higher education sector. This is one out of the 9 digital development centers in Cameroon, which are part of President Paul Biya's Higher Education Vision Initiative, launched in 2016, with its first project of the distribution of over 500,000 laptops. Professor Etundi Atsa is the director of IT system at the Ministry of Higher Education. He now explains the importance of such a center.
The Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, has handed over the University Digital Development Center of the University of Yaoundé 2 for the implementation of the and adoption of Education 4.0, 5.0, and 6.0. The student is in the center of the education. The university has to implement the concept of a university enterprise. The students have the possibility. They can follow classes wherever they are in Cameroon. The students have internet connectivity free of charge when they are in university. Lecturers have the possibility to record classes when they are delivering classes in this room. The course can be followed directly in all campuses because all the campuses are interconnected via optical fiber in the e-learning platform for future use by students. The actual internet bandwidth is 500 megabytes per second, and it will be improved by January to 1,000 megabytes per second.
And that was Professor Etudi Asa, the Director of IT System at the Ministry of Higher Education. Cameroon's deposits and consignments are for known by the letter CDEC has called on the country's banking institutions to promptly declare the unclaimed funds and transfer them to CDEC accounts. This is in compliance with the Prime Ministerial Decree of December 1st, 2023, giving all concerned institutions 6 months to start the transfer operation. Winston Lebga reports.
The Deposits and Consignments Fund, CDEC, is to serve as a powerful instrument for development, financing projects like social housing, universities, and business initiatives as obtained in other countries. As such, its mission is to collect, secure, and make long-term returns on untapped resources to direct them towards supporting public policies. Institutions like banks and insurance companies hold liquidity that runs in hundreds of billions that belong to dead people. That's why the Director General of the institution, Risha Evinaubam, says these unclaimed funds is what the state through CDEC is seeking to rally and use for development while putting in place a clear-cut route for CDEC to recover the money.
Winston Lebga reports in a new contract worth over 26 million Cedi francs that will facilitate the processing and acquisition of identification documents in the country within 48 hours was signed yesterday in Yaoundé. The signing ceremony of the projects for the establishment of a new security identification system for Cameroon was chaired by the Delegate General for National Security, Martin Bangangele, who signed on behalf of Cameroon, while the chief executive of the German Identification Agency, Agentic Consortium, Lamino Caretti, signed for his structure. Cameroon's defense forces in Ebolova are preparing to put up an extremely impressive parade on May 20th at the Convo ceremony grounds. The police office, infantry, gendarmerie, and other corps have embarked on rehearsal drills to ensure foot soldiers stage a thrilling parade on D-Day. Clarence Aze reports from CLTV South in Ebolova.
At the Ngalan rehearsal ground, over 200 energetic foot soldiers from the 11th Motorized Infantry Battalion, the Gendarmerie and Customs parade to perfect their marching skills in build-up to the 52nd National Day. They are closely being monitored by the commander of the 11th Motorized Infantry Battalion, Colonel Jamo Haman, and the second-in-command at the South Gendarmerie Legion, Lieutenant Colonel Ayisi Nanga Pafe, who at each given time dish out instructions for the troops to review their uniformity.
Captain Danzabe Blaise Chair, we are trying to do the alignments and to see the distance between the chef de section and the sections.
The rehearsal lasted over 3 hours. Officials attest that there is still much to do for a spectacular parade come May 20.
We have many touches that we still have to do. Since we still have 4 days, Saturday or Friday we'll have a general rehearsal so that they can be fit on Monday.
Rehearsal exercises are also being carried out by the police force, firefighting brigade, forestry and ex-servicemen as the defense forces seek to showcase Cameroon's military prowess to foreign delegations from Gabon and Equatorial Guinea, expected to be part of the event this year in Ebolova, as it has been the case over the years. Clarence Aze, Reporting for CRTV News in Bolova.
Out of Cameroon, Israeli protesters blocked 8 trucks destined for Gaza, throwing food packages onto the road and ripping bags of grain open in the occupied West Bank. The lorries, which were set up at the checkpoint west of Hebron, came from Jordan and were headed to Gaza Strip, where tens of thousands of Palestinians face food and aid shortages. The White House has condemned the attack, describing the looting of 8 convoys as a total outrage. And that does it for this edition of the 6:30 a.m. news. But before I leave, a reminder of our main points. Over 132,000 pupils will be sitting in for the government common entrance examination and the concours d'entrée en sixième this morning across the national territory. Israeli protesters have blocked 8 trucks destined for Gaza by throwing food packages on the road. The news was presented by Kole Jani. Thank you for listening, and I live in the company of the Martinet Lassia.